Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. I want to welcome in my co-host for Hour 1, Andrea Nelson. Hello, Andrea. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Just fine. You were at Breslin Center this afternoon for the first Sandbox Party Convention. What is the Sandbox Party?
Well, it is actually the first convention of its kind ever to happen in the nation. And what it was is just a group of people from Lansing who understand that education is being cut and it's one of the most important parts of our economy. And they put everybody together, invited, there were thousands, there were 3,500 people there, I think was the final count. Mm-hmm. And just trying to raise awareness about how important early education is.
Parents, grandparents, policymakers, elected officials, media members, and a lot of children there too, right?
There were, I would say, over half of them were children running around. They had all kinds of toys being passed out. There were competitions and contests, and it was just a really fun, exciting atmosphere.
All right. Now, how many of the politicians got down in the sandbox environment and played with the kids?
I don't think any of them did.
All right. We're going to have a number of special guests today. Judy Samuelson, the Early Childhood Investment Corporation, is going to join us. Supposed to do that right at the top of the show. Keith Myers, Executive Director of the Michigan Association for the Education of Young Children, will be with us in just a few minutes. We're also going to talk with Lansing Mayor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Virge Bernero. Republican candidate Rick Snyder was with us Tuesday, unable to join us today. We'll reschedule that. He has a naming of a vice president, lieutenant governor, and that is State Representative Brian Calley of Portland. So they have very important doings this afternoon. And he'll get back to us on that. We're also going to talk with David Mengebeer, president of the Consumers Energy Foundation, we hope, in just a couple of minutes. We are trying to get Judy on with us, and I think we may have found her. Hello, Judy. How are you?
Hey, I'm so sorry. There's still so much fun going on here.
Yeah, I know. Well, you got to get out of the sandbox for a couple minutes and talk to us.
I'm so happy to be talking to you, too.
All right. Tell us a little bit about what the objective was today, and was it met?
Oh, it was a wonderful day. Our objective today was to provide an opportunity for early childhood advocates to come together and kind of speak in one voice about the importance of our state investing in our youngest learners. And with more than 5,000 people today, I think we met that objective. The other thing that we wanted to accomplish today was to make sure that we sent people home better educated about what our gubernatorial candidates have as a vision for Michigan.
Andrea Nelson was there all afternoon from our staff. And Andrea, you had a chance to hear the gubernatorial candidates, correct?
Yes, I did.
All right, and based on their presentations, did it seem that they understood what was going on with the importance of education?
Oh, I definitely think they did. They both gave very good speeches. I found a couple things from both of them that I found particularly interesting. And I think that they both, with kids, with families, realized the importance of education and are really going to try to make a difference.
Were their messages pretty much what they have expressed during the campaign thus far, Judy? Does it seem like they are 100% behind early childhood investment and early education?
Well, I think that they are both committed to education and that they both care about children and families. I don't know that we got into many specifics here today, mm-hmm. and I'm really hoping that we'll have an opportunity to sit down with them both in the days leading up to the election to talk more about the needs and issues of early childhood investment. But I feel it's very promising. I think these folks were impressed by seeing so many people who would care enough to come to Lansing. I mean, we had people from the UP. We had four buses from Lenawee County. We had people all over the place coming here today to hear them and to also make a statement. And so I'm encouraged. I'm really encouraged.
Judy, how did it feel to stand up there and see thousands of children and their parents so excited about education and so willing to come there today?
Well, I have to admit, I get a little choked up, honestly. As exciting as it was and as fun as it was, I get a little choked up when I look around a room or a stadium like that and see all of these little children. And I know it sounds corny, but I sit there and I think, God, you know, the next Einstein could be in here. The cure for cancer could be in here. Who knows what this group of young children will bring to us in Michigan, will bring to our economy, will bring to our workforce if we just invest in them and give them a little bit of help and give their parents a little bit of help. And so it was both amazing and exciting, but at the same time sobering for me to look around and realize some of these kids are not going to get any, they're not going to get any help or get the help that they need. They're not going to have the same chances that some of the rest of us have had, and it really is very, very humbling.
Judy, I think you may have just stumbled on your next ad campaign. The next Einstein is in this room. The cure for cancer is in this room. And you have to find it, and you have to develop it, and the only way to do that is education.
Well, you know, Jack, I just want to make sure I emphasize that even before we can get to that education piece, we've got to make sure kids are born healthy, that they stay healthy, that their health issues get addressed, that their social-emotional issues get addressed. We have so many kids living in very toxic environments in our state with unemployment and other issues and abuse and neglect. And you know, we all tend to think about, you know, nuclear families and kids having lots of opportunity. And there's a lot of, there are a lot of children in our state and infants and toddlers who don't have those opportunities. So my slogan, if I could sit here and create an ad campaign for tomorrow, I think it would be, ready or not, here they come. Because whether we're ready or not, they're coming, and whether they're ready or not, they're coming anyway.
Today's convention was the first of its kind in the nation. What's its next step?
Well, we are going to keep the Sandbox Party alive. We think it's very, very important that these people get an opportunity to speak in one voice and to continue to build their education about the importance of early childhood investment. And that we continue to educate the legislature. You know, we're going to have a lot of new lawmakers in Lansing, and we've got a lot of new people, you know, in local communities all the time. There's always constant turnover. And so in some respects, it's a matter of continuing to educate and continuing to, you know, be involved. I think what we might do coming out of the party today is look at caucuses. Maybe we'll go down the path of creating caucuses that continue to really keep this dialogue going in Michigan and make sure that at key times these groups can weigh in and help to, you know, inspire bolder thinking about the way we're going to invest in our children.
Jack Ebling and Andrea Nelson here with Judy Samuelson, CEO of the Early Childhood Investment Corporation, talking about the first Sandbox Party convention today at Breslin Center. Judy, a lot of fun today over there, but there were some important speeches as well, besides the political speeches and Mike Flanagan, State Superintendent of Public Instruction there. You heard from Rochelle Riley, a syndicated columnist, a little presentation, video presentation from Mitch Albom, Jason Colthorpe co-hosting along with Miranda. In terms of the other things that were said, is there anything that stuck with you?
Well, I'll tell you, I didn't get to hear a lot of it because I was in a lot of different places.
Right.
But what I thought was so wonderful was that we were able to present to people two of the most important business leaders and business leadership in Michigan that's really putting its money where its mouth is. You know, a lot of people will talk about, oh, this is really important. Yeah, the kids count. But really, at the end of the day, they don't really do what we need to have them do. And here, Consumers Energy and PNC Bank, really a new business for Michigan, mm-hmm. Both have done an extraordinary job of investing in Great Start efforts across Michigan. And in fact, in November, we're going to have a Great Start Salutes Michigan Businesses because our local Great Start Collaboratives and parent coalitions have leveraged more than $10 million from local businesses ranging from mom and pop's pizza to, again, a consumer's energy that have really stepped up and said, you know, this is an important thing. We're going to make it a priority, and we're going to put our money where our mouth is, literally. So for me, it was great to have this business leadership standing up there and saying, this is an economic issue, people. This is an economic issue. If we don't invest and get our kids coming to that schoolhouse door ready, we're going to pay more in special education. We're going to pay more in education costs. We're going to have more dropouts, and we're going to have everything else related to corrections and, you know, our future as a state.
Well, the best business leaders usually get it, and that includes the importance of education, Judy. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it. Our guest, Judy Samuelson, Chief Executive Officer of the Early Childhood Investment Corporation. We'll be right back with more on the first Sandbox Party Convention today at Breslin Center. We'll be talking with Keith Myers, Executive Director of the Michigan Association for the Education of Young Children, coming up on Ebling & You.